Are you ready?
Jamie Markley.
You want to have a little fun?
David Van Camp.
I'm ready right now.
Making sense of it all and having fun at the same time.
We got to get it done.
I'm ready.
This is the Markley and Van Camp Show.
Let's do this.
Can you dig it?
All right, let's do it. The Markley and Van Camp Show. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp.
What a time to be alive, man.
It's a wild one.
It's like you're getting up today, maybe starting off the day with a cup of coffee. You look through the news and you think, okay, well, there's a lot of stuff going on, but nothing all that explosive. And then a few hours later, you turn on the television, turn on the radio, and find out that Aunt Becky is a wanted criminal. Allegedly.
Well, who's Aunt Becky?
Lori Loughlin, yes. From Full House.
Right.
And Felicity Huffman. These two actresses are among dozens now charged in a nationwide college entrance exam scandal. Court documents filed today in Boston. The Hollywood Reporter and, well, every media outlet at this point has it. Several NCAA D1 college coaches, company CEOs, one college administrator have been charged in this scandal, which was nicknamed hilariously Operation Varsity Blues.
That's great.
Loughlin and her husband, meanwhile, are accused of paying $500,000 to USC in exchange for having their two daughters designated as recruits to the college's crew team, even though they did not participate in rowing or anything else.
Why would you do that?
Thereby guaranteeing their admission in the college, according to documents. So as they explain it, essentially, you know, you pay the university, you pay off some coaches. They say, yes, this is a star athlete, a recruited athlete, and we'll let them in, even though they may have never participated in the sport before.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to pay.
All right, let's do this. The Markley and Van Camp Show. The whole crew is ready to rock and roll. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp.
Hello.
There's Scott Robbins.
I have officially sprung ahead.
Okay. Well, there's a lot to get to. Trump's not giving up on the wall. Take a selfie with a jaguar. Not a great idea.
No. Is it wrong that I'm rooting for the jaguar in this situation?
I don't think so. Jussie Smollett. A lot of trouble.
So his lawyer, Mark Garagos, though, goes on CNN to talk to Anderson Cooper. And the excuses are flying out there.
Even if he were supposedly the one who had orchestrated this, this is an outrage. The fact that he maintains his innocence makes it even more outrageous. 16 counts. I defy anybody to find any indictment anywhere where somebody has brought 16 counts for being a victim of a hate crime, basically. The problem with this case, and it started with 16 counts.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've never seen it as 16 counts. We never saw the amount of man hours wasted.
Yeah.
Do you think this is too much piling on and he'll somehow make himself a sympathetic figure here?
I think that's what he's trying to do.
I agree.
That's what the lawyer is trying to do.
I agree.
I mean, and I think Anderson Cooper valiantly tries to say he's not being charged for being the victim of a hate crime. He's being charged for faking a hate crime. That's what he's doing. But Garagos goes on saying this whole thing is basically a witch hunt.
A witch hunt?
Yep.
They're bringing 16 counts because they parsed out two statements. I defy you to find something like that. He was not suspended. They have not talked to one person at Fox who has said he was dissatisfied with his money. They have not interviewed one person connected with the show Empire who says he was dissatisfied with his money.
So
they have not. They are the ones who started their internal investigation about the leaks because all of the information that was being leaked was false. And I wasn't at Northwestern Hospital. Northwestern Hospital is supposedly, if you believe the reporting, let go of 50 people because 50 people have illegally accessed his records.
So
what is happening here is, frankly, a media gangbang of this guy of unprecedented proportions.
Up with that.